What's good, y'all? Welcome back. It's your boy, Shiny Sean, coming back to you again on another Monday. I hope y'all had a good week. I had a good week, man. It's so good. It's Labor Day. Happy Labor Day, y'all. You know, I'm relaxing on this beautiful Monday. I ain't gotta rush to class, you know. I ain't gotta do worry about any school assignments. I finished all that, so I feel good. God, I thank you. But let's hop into some hot topics. So one, I have to say, hold on, you just gotta pause the music. I'm sorry. Serena Williams, thank you. The GOAT, thank you. She lost last week, y'all, in the U.S. opening. But she, her game before that, I think she defeated the number 2 seed, which was huge. You know, just like at the age that she is at now, and just her just still competing and doing it out there. And, you know, that was her last run. But shout out to Serena Williams. Enjoy your retirement, queen, and just go forth and do whatever pleases your heart, man. She is a legend, and her legacy will continue on forever through upcoming tennis players, especially African-American women tennis players or men tennis players. So thank you for changing the game, queen. My next point, I can't really think of any other hot topics. I mean, besides Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez getting married, I think that was pretty interesting. Yeah, congratulations to them. But anyways, y'all, that is it for the hot topics. We're going to dive in to the main topic for today. As y'all saw in the title, All I Need. You are all I need to get by. And so, to start things off, remember when you were a kid, right? And it's like you had like, I'm trying to remember what it's called. I think it's called Highlight Book. Where you had like things that like worked on your mind. Like you had like, I think you had crossword puzzles in the book. You had Where's Waldo in the book. You had, I'm trying to think what else you had. I think they had tic-tac-toe. Don't hold me. I think they had tic-tac-toe. But one of the things that I want to talk about was they had the spot the difference. And so what that was, you know, you had two pictures that looks exactly the same, but what are the difference in the picture? So your left picture is kind of like your main picture, right? And then the right picture looks exactly the same, but it's going to have some different things in there, right? So I'll give you, you know, it might be, like I said, I'll give you an example. So it might be like a person, let's just say a person is standing up cooking, right? So that's the main part on the left photo. But then on the right photo, you have the man cooking, but he might not have a shirt on. Or he might be not cooking with a pan. Like, he might not be cooking. He might be, like, at the dishes. You know, it's like, why has he got dishes in his hand? It's not cooking. You know what I mean? So it's like, can you spot the difference from the main photo to the other photo? And so with that, it's important that you be observant. Because sometimes, you know, with the photo for the kids, yeah, it's, you know, it might be hard to spot that for a children. For the adults, like, you could see, oh, okay, that. But imagine that photo is our life, right? We may see something, and it might look the same, but something might be different. Like I said, that person that was cooking, and we see that on a day-to-day, but that person might be doing some dishes. So it's important that we be observant in every relationship we in. Because if we don't, it's going to backfire on us. And I think people tend to, not all, but most tend to not be observant. You know, didn't your mother say, boy, watch your surroundings and everywhere you go? Well, some of y'all, I don't know about all y'all, but some of y'all. Yeah, raise your hand if you had that mother. I had that mother. My hand is raised. Watch every surrounding. Make sure you good. Make sure you straight. And if you see something isn't right, you hit deuce. Time to go. Time to go home or go somewhere else. And so we have to really be observant. And so that's the topic for today. And so, you know, I break it down to 3 points. And so point number one, being observant helps you be still. Well, first, let me give you a definition of observant. Someone who is good at noticing things and quick to take notice. So what I mean by being still is we tend to be on a fast pace. We tend to move fast, move quickly. Gotta go. Gotta reach my goals. Gotta keep on working. Gotta get there. Gotta go to the next level. But we tend to miss things that we're supposed to see to even help us pursue or help us go farther into our journey, into reaching our goals, into helping us be closer to reach our goals, into helping us get closer or even improve on hitting the next level. We have 2 ears, we have 2 eyes, and we have 1 mouth. So the 2 ears and the 2 eyes help you be still, help you listen when a person is speaking to you. Your eyes help you read a person's body language and read their actions. When we are in still mode, it helps us view things, view how a person moves or how a person acts, you know, in, you know, relationships. When we're trying to get to, I'll say, the get to knowing stage or even the dating stage, you know, you want to be observant on your future, hopefully future partner. How do they talk? How do they communicate? What are their actions like? How do they act? What are their characteristics? Who are they? What are their strengths and flaws? What do they like? What is, wow, even better, what is their love language? You can catch all of that without even asking questions. You can catch all that without even, hey, what is your love? You can catch all that by being observant. And if you are confused and you want to confirm, you know, you don't want to assume, but if you want to confirm, then of course ask questions, you know, definitely don't be afraid to ask questions. But usually when you're observant and you really focus and pay attention, you can see that stuff. And this is beyond just, you know, relationships. This is friends. Like I told you, you know, you show me your 5 friends, I'm going to show you your future. So who are you hanging around with? Are your friends helping you instead of hurting you? Are they an asset or are they a liability? So are they taking from you or are they gaining? Are they adding to you? Are they subtracting? Are they multiplying or are they dividing? And so you can tell by who a person is by just watching and listening to that person. Same thing for work. And same thing with your passion. You know, taking time for yourself. Because once when we start doing that, then we kind of start to, point number two, being observant helps you reflect. So like what you watch, what you heard, you're gaining all the information that you just witnessed, right? When you interact with, you know, a family member, a friend, you know, a potential loved one, you gain all the information that you witnessed, right? You watch and you heard. And so in the reflection, you're in like the reflection era, the reflection, you know, mode. So you kind of review, you kind of rethink on what's going on. Okay, so this person told me this information. Okay, this person acted like this. Okay, so when we're in the reflect mode, we see the person's flaws. We see the person's strengths, maybe. Relationship aspect. Okay, we see some of the things that we like that match up with our kind of list on what we want in a relationship. Do they kind of match expectations that we have in a relationship? Or like, do they hit, you know, or what we're looking for in everybody? Some people have red flags. Are there some red flags that like, I don't like that, how this person did that. Maybe I need to gradually, or maybe I just need to step away. Or even with a red flag, it might be curious. It might be, okay, caution, or maybe, then that's where ask questions come in, right? You know, some of the things, you know, okay, it's interesting why that person do that. Maybe I need to ask them why and maybe get a better information on why do they do this, or when you act a certain this way when I mention this, why is that, right? And so when you're in like the reflect mode, you're thinking about all this after what you just watched. And sometimes you might need to replay it a couple times in your mind before you do the last point, which the last point is observant helps you react. So once when you be still, view, then you reflect, and then you review what you just view. And then now you have an opportunity to react. If it's, you know, if you like and hear what you see for, you know, a friend, a loved one, you know, you're going to take the next steps. You know, okay, maybe that person needs to be my friend. Loved ones, okay, maybe we might, you know, take it to the next level. I don't know. Even for yourself, you know, I think for ourselves, we have to make it, when we take it to the next level for ourselves, we look at people who are either doing what we love or already has done it. We tend to watch idols, right? We tend to see the person who's already doing it. Like for me, I want to be a talk show host. I want to be which I'm already now, but a public/motivational speaker. So how can I be better? When I want to do research or look up people who are better than me, that's kind of me being observant. Okay, what are they doing? Let me listen to their TED Talk that they were in. You know, I love the Arsenio Hall show back in the day. Let me watch the Arsenio Hall show on YouTube. Let me see what he's doing. Let me be observant and see what he's doing and how he runs his show. And how can I accept that information and create it and build my own platform, my own show, and create it my own? You know, like watching those, I'm like, all right, cool. That's good. That's information I need to help me move forward into the things I love. And some of the things that, you know, I look up and watch and like, it might not be good for me. And if it's not, then okay, I might not add that to for my passion. I might not add that to my show, but I like that that person did that. So I might add that into my, and just keep on creating and building. And so that's really what it do to react. So, but at the end of the day, it starts with you. Because we have to be observant to feel the love for yourself, your passion, your family, your friends, your loved ones, every relationship that you have. Focus on the little details. Pay attention to the little things so you can be ready for the big things, especially in all your relationships. I'm telling you, if you be observant, it's going to help you in the long run. You can help your friend and give them things that they need. Give them the priority versus the preference. You can help yourself on what you need versus your wants. With relationships, even friendships, even family members, If you focus on the little details, you actually might find out their love language and give them their love language. That's all it is, y'all. That's it. It's simple. It's not simple. Well, actually, no, it is pretty simple. Being observant, can make your life so much easier. Can make your life simple. Make things clear. It can bring more clarity to you. And it can make your life good. Because when you're not observant, it can be hard. It can be challenging. The journey can be tougher than what it has to be. But that's it, y'all. That is it on being observant. Being observant, it helps you be still. It helps you view and hear things that can either be good. It can bring you curiosity, make you have questions, or it can be red flags to where you have to remove yourself. It helps you reflect. It helps you think about everything that you saw, that you witnessed, that you pay attention, that you heard. And then it gives you a choice on how you want to move. How do you want to react? How do you want to respond? Before I hop into the call-in section, one thing that I really strongly want you to do, you be observant and you see the red flags, please don't ignore it. I think a lot of people tend to see or hear things that they don't like, but they ignore it because, oh, he is just so charming, and oh, I can probably fix it. Like, it can be healed over time. I know I can do. No. I tend to see that so many times. And when people get into a relationship, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband and wife, when they get into a relationship after that puppy love, they see a person who they really is. So please don't ignore the signs. Don't ignore the warning. Don't ignore the red flags. When you see it, either ask questions and ask why do they act like this? Or if I say something, you react like, why? Ask questions if you're still interested in that person. When you see the red flags, when you see the yellow flags, ask questions. And if it's not the answer that you're looking for, then you need to separate yourself immediately. Because I'm telling you, it's going to backfire in the long run. Trust me, I know. I have experience. So that's it, y'all. We're going to commit into the call-in section. And that is it, y'all. We didn't get callers for this section, man. Hey, make sure y'all call in. Call in on the show when I post it on my stories on Instagram, IG. I'm definitely probably going to start posting more on Twitter just to let y'all know, like, hey, I'm about to do call-in section from this time. This day and this time. Make sure y'all call in, all right? Remember, just one last thing. Like I said, just be observant. And in every relationship, make sure y'all pay attention, especially if it's when it comes, especially, like I said, relationship, family members, and friendship. Focus on this heavily. Pay attention to their physical appearance. For me, I pay attention to the body language. Do the eyes jump or the hands move a lot? Because that's bad nerves. The forced smile, it might be some hidden pain. The person that they fix their clothes or they ask question, do I look good? It might be some insecurity. They can't be alone, that they need to know where you at all the time. They might have some abandonment issues. If they're silent all the time, something might be wrong. If sometimes they distance themselves towards you, you did something that possibly might gave them a flashback to their past, maybe some past trauma. If the person is jumpy, they might have some abuse in their past. If they're talkative, they might just crave your attention because they didn't get the attention that they needed from someone that they thought they were going to receive the attention from. So just really pay attention to the details, because people are going to help you and show you that, hey, this is what I need. And just give them some, y'all. But that is it, man. I love each and every one of y'all. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day, and we'll see you next Monday. Shani Shan out. Peace.